This exercise is called Developing Your Compassionate Self. So to start this exercise, as we've done before, it's taking a few moments to find a place in which you won't be distracted, a comfortable place to sit, and getting back in contact with that posture that will support your practice. Preparing your body to help your mind. Feet about shoulder width apart. Adopting an upright, confident body posture in your chair. Engaging your friendly facial expression. Now beginning to make contact with your soothing rhythm breathing. Just allowing your body, mind to begin to slow down as you breathe out. In this exercise, we're going to spend some time helping you to bring to mind and connect with this idea of your compassionate self, a part of you or a version of you that is wise, strong, and committed. Don't worry if you find some of this difficult. Just remember that even by just mindfully connecting with or spending time with some of these qualities, that in itself can be helpful rather than being caught up in some of the old threat-based loops in the mind that we can often experience. So to start this, we're going to hold some qualities in mind that were important and being a compassionate person. So for a moment, think about the qualities that you would have if this were the case. If you were a compassionate person in the world, what qualities might you have? If it helps, take a moment to think about someone you know in life who is very compassionate. What are the qualities that make them a compassionate person? Now remember, it doesn't matter if you feel that you don't have these qualities. Just like an actor taking a role, I'm just going to hold in mind what it might be like to have those qualities. We're now going to focus on three specific qualities of compassion that we discussed in the session. Those are wisdom, strength, and caring commitment. We'll take a little bit of time on each one. So the first quality of your compassionate self is wisdom. Now there are many sources of wisdom. One comes from an understanding that we have tricky brains, which often get caught up in loops. The wisdom here is that we recognize we didn't choose to have a mind that works like this, that can get caught up in difficult feeling, thinking loops. In fact, if we think about it, much of who we are, so our genes, our gender, our ethnicity, our culture, we didn't choose these things either. But of course, these things have had a significant effect on the person that we are today. And actually, if we'd been raised by our next door neighbours rather than by our caregivers in our house, we would be a different person. So our compassionate self has a deep wisdom then about the nature of life itself. It knows that many of our difficulties, our painful emotions, struggles that we face, are actually beyond our control. Much of what goes on inside of our minds is not our fault. However, the wisdom of your compassionate self is also linked to learning how best to take responsibility about the difficulties that you face. This might involve a wise way of stepping back from blaming, shaming, or judging our minds. So our compassionate wisdom give rise then to this desire to recognize that whilst many of our struggles and difficulties are not our fault, that it is our responsibility to learn how best to deal with our struggles. I'm just spending now a little time just imagining what it would be like to be a wise, compassionate person. How, if you were a wise person, you might deal with some of your own struggles in a different way. Or even how you might approach other people and their difficulties in a different way. Now we're going to spend some time on the second quality of your compassionate self. This idea that your compassionate self strong and grounded. Now this strength emerges from both the wisdom of understanding the reality of our distress, but also this idea of the commitment that we want to do something about this. So it involves the strength and courage to face difficulties and tolerate discomfort that often comes with the struggles that we face. Take a moment just to imagine what it might feel like to be a strong, compassionate person in the world. Imagine how you might stand as a strong, grounded person. Imagine what your eye gaze would be like, your facial expression or voice tone would be like, that would somehow embody this sense of strength and confidence. Finally, let's focus on the quality of commitment. So imagine here that your compassionate self has a deep, caring commitment. So this is partly linked to an appreciation that life can be very hard and that we all struggle with a variety of things through our life. And so your compassionate self is motivated to be caring, to be supportive, to try to alleviate your own and other people's distress and suffering. Imagine what this might be like to have this intention and motivation at the front of your mind. Having this desire to be supportive and caring to yourself and others. Maybe just imagining how you might be in the world if you were connected to this quality of caring commitment. Maybe you can imagine what your facial expression would be like, what your voice tone would sound like. Now, if you can, try to imagine these qualities, so wisdom, strength, caring, commitment, coming together to form this sense of your compassionate self. Imagine almost that you're stepping into the shoes of this version of you, a bit like how an actor might begin to try to step into the shoes of a certain character. Imagine how you might stand, how you might speak, what your voice tone would be like, what your facial expression would be like as this compassionate version of you. Maybe you could imagine being able to see this version of you from the outside. Imagine what you might look like. It might be very similar to how you look like at the moment, or different in some ways. Taller or shorter, older or younger. The key thing here is just getting a sense on the outside, almost as if you could watch yourself moving around in the world. What you might be like as this strong, wise, committed version of you. Now, seeing if you can imagine being on the inside again. It feels like to try to embody those qualities of strength, wisdom, and commitment. It might be like to look through the eyes of that version of you, imagining how you might be in the world as this compassionate version of you. Don't worry if you don't feel like you have these qualities. At this stage, it's more important just to try and connect with the intention, just to imagine what it might be like if you could work on this. Slowly now allowing some of these ideas to fade from your mind and just tuning back into your soothing breathing rhythm. Sense as you breathe out of your body slowing down. Noticing your upright, confident posture in the chair. Your friendly facial expression. And when you feel ready, slowly bringing yourself back into the room and opening your eyes. And just taking a few more moments just to stretch out in your chair, noticing sensations in your body as you do. And when you feel ready, bringing this exercise to an end.